We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Some ticket texters on Izzo and the trust where you're at with him as a Spartan fan. Unless Izzo uses the portal, he will die trying, Aaron in Lake Orion. Another one says, I've been calling for him to retire for 10 years. Nice guy, great coach. It's passed him by, Kevin in Flint. Okay, 10 years is a little much. He was making Final Fours 10 years ago.
Yeah.
Ticket Texter says, the whole year I've said it's time for Tom to go, but that video after the game saying, I'm going to die trying, tells me he might realize it's actually time for change. I do think he's going to adapt. Another one says, I've wanted him gone for 5 years. It's Jim in Richmond, State fan. He refuses to adapt. At least his son is finally gone. Okay.
Like I mentioned, it's when I've talked to coaches after their retirement or when they've made the decision and they're coaching in their last couple of games, most of them will eventually get to the game has changed, recruiting has changed, the student athlete has changed, whatever it is. We know, I mean, everything changes over time. And if you've been coaching at a place for 20, 25, 30 years, it's going to change, and you've got to be able to adapt to it. And if not, if you're not willing to do that, then you've got to make that decision that, hey, it's, especially if you've been somewhere for so long, how much is it, I want this for me. I want this because I want to win another, you know, Final Four or I get to another Final Four or win a national title. That's all good and great if you're able to do it. But if you're not doing it your way, how much of it do you look at the program that you've built to the university and say, you know what, it's best for them if I step away. I care about them more than I care about my individual accolades or my individual success. And then you start thinking about, you mentioned Coach K, you know, when he decided to step away. I think one of the great things that Coach Izzo could do, if it's not going to be this year, which we pretty much assume it's not going to be, then who is it on his staff? Does he have somebody that he is grooming to be his successor, like happened at Duke? Is there someone that he is willing to hand the keys to that will make those changes, that is young enough, energetic enough, has the ideas, has the willingness to take over after him? Because I think we all believe that Coach Izzo will have a hand in who his successor is.
Yeah, I think he will. You know, I think he wields a lot of power, and I think he's as influential a person at that university and deserved based on what he did in the past.
But in saying that, it also limits you, right?
Yes.
Because you don't want to limit yourself to a guy that was an assistant coach, and now all of a sudden he's a head coach. You have the ability. Michigan State is a destination. You have the ability to open it up and go get the guy that you want.
Right. Alabama didn't hire a Saban assistant, as many as there are out there. They didn't. And sometimes you stay with an assistant who isn't the guy. Right. The idea that all those Belichick assistants weren't Belichick. And even Belichick got to a point where, like, hey, the message had worn thin. As great a coach as he is, arguably the greatest in the history of football, even the Patriots got to a point where, like, hey, you know, this isn't going to work. Now, Izzo's not as bad as the Patriots were this season, but I think the conversation about not living up to standards, it's there. Ticket Texter says, oh, give me a break. He hasn't made the Final Four since COVID. COVID was only 3-4 years ago. Give me a break. Have you said he's been to 8 Final Fours? He's one of the best coaches in the game, past and in the future. Okay. He hasn't made a Final Four since COVID. He's also only made the second round or the second weekend once. Like the idea that I'm holding him to the Final Four standard, yeah, I think that's fair since his resume and his legacy. He set that standard. But beyond that, he can't get out of the opening weekend. Like that's what this has come to. He can't get out of the opening weekend. Ticket Texter says, Costa, you're a punk troll idiot.
Oh boy.
Shut up about Izzo and MSU. Take your mid-major degree and shove it up your freaking backside. A 9 seed lost to a 1 seed on Saturday. It would have been an incredible upset for MSU to get past them on Saturday. I'm not happy with how the season went, but your so-called hot take is pure trash, as are you. Well, I made fun of the take as hot. I asked John what he wanted to order off the Thai food menu.
Yeah.
But the hottest, spiciest take is roll his ass into a retirement home. I would tell you, though, if your thing is, I need to shut up, I would tell you your team needs to be better. If you're getting bounced in the opening weekend every year, or seemingly every year, and you're mad at me for bringing it up on the radio, you're mad at the wrong person.
Well, I mean, this is a standard that Coach Izzo set. It's one that he talks about, and he's mentioned it about the guys that come to East Lansing to play basketball. When they're there, at some point, they're going to go to a Final Four. Well, that hasn't been true, you know, for these guys, for this class. And so what is he willing to do to change? Because the business of college sports has changed more rapidly in the last 3 years than at any other point in the history of college sports. It has. And there are other coaches that have been stubborn and not willing to do that, but they're not coaching at Michigan State. They're not coaching to the standard that they have set of reaching Final Fours and talking about national titles. This is a standard that Coach Izzo has set for Michigan State for himself. And if you're not willing to change with as rapid as the changes have happened, even at this point, it's not too late. He can change.
Correct.
He can make some of those adjustments and win a national title. We're not sitting here saying he can't, mm-hmm. but is he willing to?
Yeah, that's what it comes down to, is college basketball is as year-to-year as any sport in the country. Year-to-year, the rosters change more dramatically in college basketball than in any other sport. Do you have a coach who is nimble, who is graceful, who is willing to be quick on the trigger to move on from guys, not be loyal to guys, hit the portal up at a whim's notice? You don't have that guy in East Lansing. You just don't. For all the great and even good that Tom Izzo is, I don't think nimble and flexible and like ever changing would be words people would use to describe him. And at 70 years old next season, I do think it's fair to question if that guy is in there, and if that guy has it in him.
Here's where I struggle with this conversation, because loyalty is a trait that is very hard to find mm-hmm. in a lot of sports right now, especially at the highest level. And it's really hard to sit here and talk about a coach who is loyal to his guys, hard on them.
Mm-hmm.
They go through the fire, and then they come out the other side better for it and winning games. And it's hard to sit here and talk about Coach Izzo. Well, are you too loyal? You sit in the homes of the parents, and you tell them what you're going to do for their son, educational and on the basketball court. And then all of a sudden, as I mentioned, the rapid changes in college athletics have meant that you now are going to probably have to do it a different way. And I say probably because can he win this way?
It's harder.
Maybe, but he hasn't been able to when the rest of everybody else has adapted.
Last one on this. And you helped me clarify this. Texter, and it's so funny how everybody puts different spins on things. Izzo's worst team and worst season ever still resulted in a tournament berth and a tournament win. Nice clickbait radio. Is this Izzo's worst team? Because they're preseason number 4 in America. They brought back everybody from a Sweet 16 the season prior. This is Izzo's worst team?
Well,
or are we just making that the convenient case now so people aren't too mean to him the next day?
Well, and that's always the thing is like, okay, and whether it's his worst team or it's not, his teams have always made the tournament.
Sure.
And if that's your standard, just making the tournament, then he's accomplished that. He's held that standard. But that's not the Izzo standard.
No. It's 97-1.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.